It will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate chamber as well as the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by our chaplain, Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 19th Psalm we read, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul." Heavenly Father, we know that you have given us your law so that we might live faithfully and righteously as your people. Please, Lord, continue to help us be the people you want us to be, and what we do has significance in the success that we as the Senate can bring about. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Andrew. Thank you, Senator. Senator from the 15th. Thank you, Senator. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, will you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, 16th day, or second regular session, 16th day, Monday, February 10, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Boone has moved that the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the Senator from Boone is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Introduction of some guests.
Please proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and to your right, today is Credit Union Day, and to my left and to your right, if my guest would please stand, I have President Kara White of Warrensburg, Phyllis Doman of Sedalia, Felicia Fairby of Richmond, and Beth Smith of Richmond, Missouri. And I'd ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Would the Senate please make the guest from the Senator from Johnson very welcome to the Senate chamber today? Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Jefferson.
Seeking unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce credit union leaders from across Missouri who are visiting the Capitol today. These staff and volunteers are advocate on behalf of members they serve and join us in the gallery today. As you know, credit unions are non-for-profit financial cooperatives owned by the people who use them and provide important financial services for consumers of our state. More than 1.7 million Missourians are members of credit unions, including myself, and they benefit from their services, and that number continues to grow. Please join me in welcoming Heartland Credit Union Association and the credit union community of Missouri to the state capitol today.
Thank you, Senator. Could we please make those guests welcome today? Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for time planning and those who may be listening in today, the Senator from Butler will not be speaking on medical marijuana this morning, but it will be later this afternoon or later today. Thank you, Mr. President.
We appreciate that PSA, Senator. Thank you. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Senator, please send your resolution forward.
I move that the reading be waived as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived.
I request that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking the resolution up for adoption.
Again, hearing no objection, the request is granted. Please move forward for the adoption. And, Senator, if you'd care to explain the resolution at this time.
I move that the resolution be adopted. Mr. President, this is for use of the chamber by the Shiersu Institute of UMSL. It is a, they've used the chamber every year we do this.
Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 13th. Does any Senator desire to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 24th.
To inquire of the Senator from the 13th, please.
Senator from the 13th, do you yield?
I do.
She does proceed.
Senator, I was not going to get up, but May 20th, do you know what other date that is that's sort of made famous by a musical?
Refresh my memory, Senator.
No,
I know I'm going to be embarrassed when...
No, of course not. Do you remember, I don't know if you, I grew up listening to musicals, so My Fair Lady was one of them.
Yes.
And the 20th of May was Liza Doolittle Day. So I think the Souchier Institute would be happy to share that special date with Liza Doolittle from My Fair Lady.
I think they would as well, Senator.
Thank you for bringing this forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
Again, you've heard the motion from the Senator from the 13th. Does any Senator desire to be heard on the motion? Hearing none. Senator from the 13th, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 13th moves that Senate Resolution Number 1191 be adopted. Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has been adopted. Concurrent resolutions. The junior senator from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward, Senator. Senator, do you care at this time to explain your resolution?
No explanation required, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, that resolution will be printed in the journal. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 13th is the first audible senator on the floor.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Senator, would you please send your bill forward? Madam Secretary, will you please read the bill from the Senator from the 13th?
Senate Bill Number 991, introduced by Senator Walsh. an act relating to construction contracts.
Senator, would you care at this time to explain your bill?
No.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th.
President, I have two bills.
Please send your legislative package forward, Senator.
And no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, will you please read the first bill from the Senator from the 20th?
Senate Bill number 992, introduced by Senator Burleson. An act relating to licensing of architects.
Madam Secretary, do you care to read the second bill from the Senator from the 20th?
Senate Bill number 993, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to off-label uses of drugs.
Introduction to bills. Senator from Cole.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill from the Senator from Cole.
Senate Bill number 994, introduced by Senator Bernsketter, an act relating to anhydrous ammonia.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
I don't really think it's necessary. I think she did it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction to bills. Senator McCall.
I'm seeking unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, please introduce your guests.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, over there in the blue jackets, I would like to introduce 2019-2020 State FFA State Officer Team and their State Executive Director, Keith. I had dinner with these young people last night. They're a very impressive group of people. If you haven't met them, you should go over and say hi. The state president is Brendan Klobacher from Pierce City. The state first vice president is Isaiah Massey from Troy. State secretary is Alexander Gass from Nevada. And the state vice presidents is Elizabeth Brooks from Ashland, Kenzie Darsh from Aurora, Jacob Hall from Marshall, Jessica Janorski from DeKalb, Keith Kinsey from Silex, Jacob Knabel from Fatima, Natalie Koch from Bell, Kaylee Lewis from Chillicothe, Andrew Moore from Clark County, Matthew Morgan from Lamar, Tyler Schuster from Boonville, and Kate Thompson from Columbia, and Alex Wilkinson from Sykeson. Like I said, they're a very impressive group of people. They go all over the state helping out the local FFA chapters. And would you please help me welcome my guests and make them feel very special today? Thank you.
Please welcome the guests from the Center from Cole. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business. Some announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body now will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion made by the senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.